I've always been fascinated by the pop star Michael Jackson. Over the last few years, I've made several approaches to see if he'd be interested in collaborating on a documentary. I never heard back. But in the summer of 2002, I decided to make a start without him, hoping that Michael would want to get involved later. I felt it was a risk worth taking for a chance to learn about the most eccentric pop star in the world. It was June, and Michael Jackson was in England for a short visit. He stayed in London and was ferried around by his friend Uri Geller to see various sights, including the Houses of Parliament.
Fred, what are you looking to see?
See, I don't know. I haven't been in yet.
Uri also took Michael to Devon for the day to visit his football club, Exeter City.
When I called Michael and I said to him, Michael, will you come to Exeter City Football Club? He said, are there going to be children from hospitals? I said, yes. His first words were, see it us done. Michael Jackson!
Hello to you wonderful people of Exeter.
I wasn't in Exeter that day. I was back in London, checking into Michael's hotel in an effort to get close to him. I'd already made several calls to Uri Geller to see if he could arrange a meeting with Michael, and at first he'd seemed keen to let us film some of the trip. But now that Michael was in the country, I was having trouble getting through at all.
Hi, we're either on the phone or out of range, so at the sound of the beep, please leave your name and phone number and we'll call you back as soon as possible. Alternatively, you can text message us on the same number. Bye.
Well, what do you think? Does he use the answer?
Yeah, I'll try it back in a little bit.
Fans have gathered outside Michael's hotel to deliver gifts and sing songs in his honour.
Knowing that he's in that building, you know, you can just feel it so much. There's so much atmosphere and high spirits around here. You know, like everyone from all over the world, different countries and all different nationalities, we're giving back some of that love that we have for Michael, what he gives to us when he expresses his music.
Louis.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I recognised the name. Mark Lester was Oliver Twist in the 1968 film.
Have you seen the hotel?
No.
No, we've just been
seen. Just been in.
To see Michael?
Yes.
No. You're joking.
No.
I've known Michael for years.
Really?
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah. Lovely chap.
How did you meet him?
Well, we share a common interest in, well, a common thing in the fact we were both child stars. And so we've sort of known each other since we were kids, really.
How amazing.
We've just had the most wonderful evening.
What have you been doing?
We're watching some sort of video thing of, what's that, Beatles or, you know.
Yeah, he likes watching Lisa Riley.
Lisa Riley?
Yeah.
You've Been Framed?
Yeah, he loves that programme.
Really?
Said he was rolling on the floor laughing at it yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a funny programme.
Yeah.
What do you do now, Mark? Are you still an actor?
No, I'm an osteopath now.
Really?